Blog Talk Radio.
Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, live on the air on a Wednesday, October 15th. And as I post this final little message on the Atlanta Hawks Nation sports page tonight, this is an Atlanta Hawks show. Tonight, really going to strictly talk Atlanta Hawks basketball as much as humanly possible. I might throw in a tidbit or two. But I'm going to try to keep it Atlanta Hawks related just because we've had a couple of preseason games now where we've seen a lot of the players actually on the court. We've seen Al Horford on the court for the first time in a year. So what do people think about, of course, he only had 11 minutes, but what do people think about Al coming back? Some other players who hadn't played so far in the preseason, Perro, Bazemore, they were on the court. But so far, who are you impressed with the minutes that you have been getting? What you think about Popcorn, Kyle Korver? What you think about Paul Trillsap? What do you think about Mike Damscott? Who's impressing you so far? Jenkins has been out there shooting lights out. I know a lot of people are looking at their defense a little bit, questioningly, just a bit. But again, it's preseason, so everybody's looking kind of bad to an extent. However, we did play pretty good defense to be up 43-18 the other night in the third quarter, right? So that showed a lot of effort. Usually those third quarters are the ones that messes us up, right? All these last couple of years, it's that third quarter where something snaps and we just fall apart as a team. Again, I mentioned it on the page the other day. Doesn't look like that's going to happen this year. ESPN showed earlier this evening how the Hawks led the league, led the NBA. This is why it keeps baffling me how you got so many people who are still just so against the Hawks, even though they call themselves fans. It's like they don't pay attention to any stats. The Hawks led the league, NBA, in regards to field goals, which means the Hawks can score. The problem was the Hawks gave up as much points as they scored. Can't win like that. And of course, the only reason we didn't at least break even, as far as our record goes, was we lost 180 games to injuries. That's pretty hard to overcome. But, hey, again, the Hawks got the 8th seed. They won 38 games. They took the Indiana Pacers, who was the number one seed. No matter what we all think, they were number one. That's how the season ended. And took them to 7 games. And, again, why aren't the Hawks getting a lot of pub or a watchful eye for the fact that we're getting an all-star back in Al, right? We're getting a shooter in John Jenkins, and we didn't have to pay them. They were already on the team, right? We have a great rookie. It's going to be here for a long time, it looks like, right? Do a lot of stuff for us. We brought back a veteran, Elton Brand, had 3 blocks the other night, by the way. He's just in there just plugging in the hole, getting rebounds, doing his thing, right? Looks like Perro is going to be a little bit better. I don't know about Perro still a little bit, but he's here. Can't get rid of him, so let's see what he does. And then we got 2 free agents to play the wing. That's the other fault of the Hawks. So we don't have enough wing defenders to go along with Junkyard. You got Bazemore and Cephalosha now. Both of them can hit an open jumper, right? So with that, then it's just a matter of the scheme. And if the scheme can matches up with the players and the players play to their abilities, we're going to have us a nice season. And I've already said on the Atlanta Hawks Facebook Nation page what I predict. So if you don't know, guess what? I'm going to make you read. 646-652-4479 is the number. If you have a thought, comment, question about the Atlanta Hawks or anything NBA related, I did invite other people. If you have an NBA team that is not the Hawks, call in and explain how your team is going to beat the Atlanta Hawks somehow, some way. There's a lot of Cleveland fans out there, I'm sure. Some Miami Heat fans. Who played tonight? Well, Cleveland and Indiana played tonight, actually. LeBron did kind of have a good game, I guess. You know, whatever. 23 points, 24 points in 24 minutes. Very efficient and all that kind of good stuff. I just don't see why they would trade for Hibbert. I don't want to talk about Hibbert. 646-652-4479, talking about the Atlanta Hawks tonight. What do you believe will be the end result of this season? Like I said, it's pretty new. Matthew Blanch of Atlanta Hawks Nation just posted the box scores again from the other night, and let's see if I can read off some of these. This is why, and I mentioned this the other day in regards to how deep our team is. This is preseason, and we don't know how the numbers are going to stack up, whether or not some people's averages are going to go higher or lower per time, you know, because Al being back does mean certain things ain't going to be like it was last year, of course, right? But let's just say, you know, Paul Millsap had 23 points in 25 minutes. He went 9 for 14. Okay, had 5 boards. Popcorn had 17 points in 24 minutes, 6 for 11. Okay, Teague had 10 points, you know, didn't really shoot a lot, 7 field goal attempts, right? He had 5 assists, though, okay? Junkyard had 10 points. Al, because he only played 11 minutes, had 2 points, okay? He had 2 assists, though, and a rebound, all right? So what about everybody else? Well, Cephalosha had 8, Shane Mack had 4, Jenkins had 3, Schroeder had 6, Scott had 10, Jaws had 2. Brand didn't score, but again, he had those 5 boards, 3 blocks, 2 assists, okay? Perrell had 9, 3 of 5 shooting, and he had 3 boards. Payne had 5 points. Bazemore didn't actually score. Actually, I thought I said only one person didn't score. I didn't notice that Bazemore didn't score as well as Brand. But still. And then remember, you know, with the roster being at 13 dressed, at least 2 of these people on a regular night are not going to be playing. Okay? So depending on matchups or whatever, right? But that's a lot. Think about that. And then, like I said, once Al gets up to speed, Al's going to be at least around that 17, 19, maybe even 20. I mean, he was pacing 18 already this year, wasn't he? Hawks have a lot going for him. 646-652-4479 is the number. Again, I always forget to open up the chat room for the scaredy cats who don't want to call in because they're afraid I'm probably going to shut them down. You know, probably that's what it is. Mm-hmm. All right, chat room is up. And again, this is a forum for Atlanta Hawks fans. I'm doing this show specifically for y'all to talk about the Hawks. You got your naysayers, you got your fair weather fans, you got your bandwagon fans that I don't want to hear nothing from come March of next year. And then you got the diehard fans who have been through it through thick and thin, you know, the neat trade and, you know, all the, you know, Danny Manning and, you know, somebody brought up Lon Kruger the other day. I was mad when they said that. You know, the Joe Johnson era, Josh Smith, you know, is just very disappointing what's happened over these years, the decades. But, again, this is a new era. This is a completely new team. For all intents and purposes, the only people that are still here from the last regime is technically Al and Jeff. Right? Corn was gotten 2 years ago, as was Junkyard, and then everybody else. You know, Mike and John were drafted, so they were here. That was about 2 years ago, or 3 years ago now. But as far as the old regime, from, you know, all those bad picks and free agents from 8 years ago, Al is the only one left. T came in a few years later, was on the bench those 2 years, if we all remember that. Wasn't doing nothing because he couldn't get in the game. Obviously, it wasn't because he couldn't play. Don't want to get into that. Anyway, 646-652-4479. I'm going to take a break. Going to come right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, talking about Atlanta Hawks basketball and or NBA basketball. Who's going to be the number one seed in the East? People talking about the Bulls. If Derek is cool, who else? Oh, it must be the Charlotte Hornets. On that note, I'll be right back. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 Commandments, 10 Plagues, even Samson the Lila. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEDT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about. Hey, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Only wanted to take a quick break that time. 646-652-4479 is the number. As usual, I have to mention at least once a night, purpose of my radio program is to give people a forum to express themselves, whether it be on the entertainment side of things, sports, as I talk about mostly right now, or world events, current events, things happening that need to be addressed. Of course, if you would like to be a special guest on the show, you can call 706-393-8426. Of course, visit my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. Currently, I'm actually pushing power shoots across the country. If you live in a city and you're a professional, you need some headshots, you need some shots for your business, whether it be your products or services, contact me. If you're an aspiring actor, model, musician, and you need things to market and advertise yourself better, your website, your social media pages, you need video, things of that nature, call me again, 706-393-8426. I also do a lot of other different things on the business side as far as consulting, besides business plans, business overviews that I write, web content that I write, a whole bunch of other stuff. So again, if you need some sincere help and you're serious, you have a budget, which means you're going to pay me, it's called, you know, commerce, 706-393-8426. And my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. I will be going to New Jersey for a month starting this weekend. I will be operating still because I will have my laptop and I will have a phone. I can work anywhere on the planet Earth. I mentioned that on my Facebook page earlier. So I wanted to go ahead and do that quick shout out. Oh, well, actually, one more shout out. I'll be officially getting started on my film called Girlfriend Please. It's going to be filmed in Florida. And I made a decision in regards to changing my script because, well, I'm not going to say why I did it. I'm just saying I changed it. And everything is going to get moving forward pretty soon. So I'm excited about that. So back to the show, Atlanta Hawks. What are the possibilities this year? Not talking about next year. I'm not talking about 3 years down the road. I'm talking about now. A lot of people want to go ahead and give the crown to the Cleveland Cavaliers, but then I'm going to do a Dennis Green and be like, we knew who they thought they were. And I just saw that the other day. It's the best interview ever. We let them off the hook. I tell you what. I don't think Cleveland's going to win the championship this year. I mean, at the end of the day, even if they do get out the East, if San Antonio gets there again, they're not going to be San Antonio just because of Kevin Love. That's just being straight up. Plus, I don't trust their bench. I don't think they're as deep as the Hawks. I don't care about preseason. I just don't think player for player, especially with the trade that they just did a couple of weeks ago, except for Tristan Thompson, they really don't have a bench, truthfully, just being real. So I just don't have no confidence in them. As far as out of the West, I mean, it's competition galore, of course. Almost anybody can win it out there. OKC is going to be slow because Kevin Durant's gone for 2 months, you know. This might be the chance LA is looking for to establish themselves finally, get to a Western Conference championship possibly. You know, people keep sleeping on the Grizzlies. Grizzlies, could all, you know, they got Vince Sanity now. He'll hit some threes for them, I'm sure. I mentioned San Antonio, of course. Who else is out in the West that could contend? Call in 646-652-4479. If you're an NBA fan and you happen to be on the West Coast, you have a team out there that you look at, go ahead and throw the Lakers in there. Old Steve Nash hurt his back carrying bags. Most ridiculous. I don't even see how they let that get online. How they let that go. I wouldn't have let, if I was his publicist or if I was the team's publicist, there is no way I would have let that get out. Because now the rest of the season, there's going to be players be like, hey, you want to hold my bag? Come on. You know, anyway, how am I going to talk about the Lakers? Talking about the Hawks. One of the aspects about the Hawks, as I mentioned, was defense. And last year they struggled with it. A lot of that was continuity in regards to lineups and things of that nature. But really, it kind of lent into effort. Some of it was the discouragement, probably, of the injuries and things of that nature coming in. And, you know, it's a lot to ask. When you don't have all your pieces and whatnot. However, injuries are a part of the game. There are no excuses. You got to play. And you put 5 people out there, 11 people, 12 people out there, and you play as hard as you can. You never know what can happen. We've seen that time and time again over the years, right? People beating people that you wouldn't think could be beaten, right? So the Hawks need to do better. You know, now maybe that's because Al wasn't there as the leader to push. You know, that could be it. Don't know. But I believe this year that's going to be solved a lot. One, because of Cephalosha being there. Okay? He's brought in specifically for that reason to help out Junkyard, right? Just the atmosphere and the mantra of the team is going to be more defensive now than ever before. Again, you're getting some shot blocks with Al coming back for sure. Brand now basically is going to be one of your shot blockers. His whole thing this year is probably going to just be shot blocking. When he gets in, that's his job, right? Payne is going to give you that energy. Jaws is definitely going to give you some energy. He knows how to block some shots. He's not afraid. He'll play that post, right? Perro is the one that I'm really looking at to really be able to step up on that post defense. That's the person that I'm worried about. As big as he's big. He ain't small. So, again, I don't mind him shooting threes. Everybody shoots threes. However, he needs to kind of play that enforcer role just a little bit more. If he does that, it helps the team out. Because, like I said, every time you get a blocked shot or a deflection, a charge, you know, it limits field goal attempts, you know, from the other team, or it cancels out a field goal attempt, which means the bucket don't go in the basket. That counts. Every time you can do that. Yesterday, the Hawks had 7 blocks. That's 14 points that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so, of course, every defensive rebound counts, right? So just talking in basketball terms, the team has improved tremendously just on that. And like I said, once we get into the actual regular season and get some games up under them, we'll see how rotations are going to come out. That's the other thing we'll be looking at, you know, who gets those minutes at first going into the season. 646-652-4479 is the number. Got about 10 minutes left in the show. Going to give some people another chance to call in. I see people in Atlanta Hawks Nation, you know, liking certain posts on the page there that, you know, I'm on the air, I'm live, I'm talking about them. I don't see anyone calling in. See, I don't want to start calling in Cleveland Nation, Miami Heat Nation. See, I know some Miami Heat fans, and I've been avoiding them up till now, because I don't really want them on my show. But I know I can get them on. I can get some Knicks fans on. I was born in Queens. You see what I'm saying? I can find some Joe Johnson fans easy enough, because they just love some Joe out here in the world. Goodness gracious. Okay? So, Atlanta Hawks Nation, y'all are on the spot. Yeah, a lot of people that claim, you know, Atlanta as their team. And besides myself, you got Jamal Price with the Dirty Word and others that reach out to y'all to really be able to give an ear to show people that, hey, it's just not us typing this stuff and hiding behind the screen. We actually talking this stuff for real. We for real are Atlanta Hawks fans. We are for real Atlanta Hawks Nation. I'm proud to be an Atlanta Hawks fan. F. John Conkak, right? Oh, man. That was actually kind of funny, wasn't it? 646-652-4479. That's not the number. 646-652-4479 is the number. I'm going to have to get the... Mess up my own phone number there. Let's see. There was something. Oh, Chris Webber. Okay. So, yeah, since I don't have any callers so far, I'll go ahead and add this little tidbit. There is no way in the world Chris Webber should be in the lead or even considered as far as a possible candidate to buy the Atlanta Hawks. And it's just not because he doesn't have any real roots here. He lives in Georgia now, apparently, and all this kind of stuff. Of course, he's on the TNT NBA TV shows with Ernie in the game and everything like that. And I like him in that format. He's cool. Okay. But as a potential owner, I mean, at the end of the day, he's the one who called timeout against Duke. Let me stop. Right. So I just don't trust his basketball knowledge. I'm just being real. I just don't think he got it. Plus, I don't see how he has the push or the clout to even be like considered a lead. You know, Dominique barely has the cash flow to do it, but he has influence at least. I just don't see how he has more influence than Meek in the city or around. I just don't see that. I don't see how. I don't see it. It kind of upsets me, actually, now that I'm thinking about it even more. You know, so, I mean, I'd rather have Shaq or Chuck as a possible owner. And at least I know Shaq got some money. He really could actually have a stake and some say-so in some things. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. We'll see how that rolls out. I mean, we're supposed to have an owner. What was the is it before the end of the year, December, or sooner, that we're supposed to have an owner and making sure the team isn't moving to, you know, New Hampshire or whatever? Atlanta Hawks aren't going anywhere. Don't worry about that. 646-652-4479, 5 minutes left. But, yeah, who should be the new owner or majority owner? Like I said, of course, Meek should be on the top of the list. But if not Meek, who? You know, is it going to be an entertainment-based type of deal where some of the hip-hop artists and songstresses and all those kind of people, is it going to be a Tyler Perry-type person to put his money where his mouth is and own a team, you know? Is it gonna be Lil Jon? My goodness, save us all if that happens, right? No, Lil Jon is really smart in business, but still, I'm just not too keen about hearing turned down for what, like, on the organ with Sir, you know. Anyway, 646-652-4479. Talking Atlanta Hawks basketball tonight. The team is back. We're a couple of weeks away from opening tip. Very exciting. I'm predicting the team's going to win at least 50 games. I am predicting we're going to get out the second round and have a shot to get to the finals this year. It can happen. Because we were one game away from getting into the second round last year. There's no telling what would have happened, just confidence-wise and everything. And who would have been playing in the second round if we had made it? Come on, we could have beat them. Think about what our record was at the end of the season last year. We were one of the top teams in the league going into the last half of the season, quarter of the season or whatever it was for us to get to the playoffs. We had to be, right? Because we were bad. we were just losing games just because it was fun to do it, you know, at a certain point, right? But we had a lot of injuries. But somehow, all of a sudden, when the team got healthy, we killed people, destroyed them, got into the playoffs without multiple players that we do have now, plus extra. That's why I'm looking. I mean, we're just talking about basketball. Like I said, of course we could just look on paper, but I'm like, stats are stats. Those stats count. You see what I'm saying? Those averages mean something. You know, Mac, they mean something. You know, and then like I said, you exclude what we did get rid of. I do say get rid of. Sorry, Lou. Okay, because I'm all about production. At the end of the day, he didn't produce. Sorry. We'll see if he produces in Toronto. We'll see. But I believe we have enough production here to last for a minute. And again, I think we have an opportunity for us to have a real dynasty here in Atlanta even. Strange for me to throw out the D word, isn't it? But if you don't start saying it now, who's going to say it? This is the reason I do the show for Atlanta Hawks purposes, because somebody's listening. And I know that because I look at the listener count every night. I got people listening. They're just afraid to call in. There's no problem with that. See, I get more people calling in when I do my entertainment-based shows because I have, you know, certain guests, you know, models and actresses and video directors and all that kind of cool stuff or whatever. And I've started to kind of start, you know, get ready to do some business-type episodes to help people who are trying to start their own business or they already have a business and they need some consulting. I'm going to be starting to do those very soon as well. But as soon as I started doing the sports shows, even when I was in Miami, in South Beach, people kind of got scared. I don't know what happened. I mean, are y'all in the closet Atlanta Hawks fans out there? Because I pushed this show specifically for Atlanta Hawks fans. I say I'm not even talking about any other sports other than, at worst, basketball. I'll talk about another team, but this is Atlanta Hawks. Can I get any from Atlanta Hawks Nation on Facebook page? Do I need to give out the URL? Let me see if anybody said anything lately in the last. Let me see. I see a Gerard Welch said a little bit something, or he liked a page. I see Matthew is still online, but he's in Australia, so I know he can't call. Harry Z. Who else? Metric Simpson. Don't know why y'all didn't call tonight. Chauncey King. Just calling out people left and right now. All right? Got 60 seconds, so I'm going to close out for sure. Go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide to register for future shows. So that way you can take a listen to them. It's free. Of course, my number, 706-393-8426 if you're talking business or you want to be a potential guest. Also, I am looking for someone. I need some new bumper music, by the way, just to add to what I already have. And of course, my personal website, www.imtnworldwide.com. And on that note, go Hawks, go Falcons, go Braves. We'll talk about those other teams another time. But until then, y'all take care. Hopefully, I will get to talk to y'all one more time before I go out to New Jersey. Y'all take care. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.